The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great, and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
What you're about to hear is not recorded. What you're about to hear is not rehearsed. What you're about to hear is important. Well, I think it's important. But go ahead. People meandering about today, not concerned about anything. Oh, look! A squirrel! Folks, the events of the last 7 days, 8 days, have been nothing short of revolutionary. If you don't get that we live in revolutionary times right now, you don't have a pulse. So Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, X-ing the question of the day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, I'll tell you, this one is Obama's fault. And it's a free phone Friday. You know what that means, right?
Oh, and remember, Friday is Hawaiian shirt day.
That's right.
So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
Today you are charged with the task of telling us what it is we shall talk about on the program. Telephone number to take me up on my kind, benevolent, beneficent offer, the use of these airwaves, call 844-5-CRUSADE. 844-527-8723. I used to say something to the audience on the SiriusXM Patriot Channel, and I got castigated to stop it. Mr. Church, please, you got to stop saying that. It's not our fault. Mr. Church, it's not Scott Brown's fault, and it's not the people's fault either. You need to stop saying things like that. It angers people. I'm going to say it today. because it's actually relevant and important for me, I think, to say it today. And that is this. If you're not man or woman enough to pick up the phone and call 844-527-8723, be man or woman enough to pick up the keyboard and tell someone else to pick up the phone, ring the bell. We're on DEFCON 5 now. You better prepare. Ladies and gentlemen, you better prepare because it is about to get real. And if you're not paying attention to this, heaven help you and yourn. Yesterday afternoon, the Obama administration issued a press release. I actually received it. To all media organizations. One of the first to print the press release and write a story about it was the New York Times. Now, if you think that this doesn't matter, if you think, oh, come on, Mike, it's just bathroom policy, what difference does it make? Everything happens in succession. Everything happens in succession. I do not know what the ultimate gambit is here for the federal monstrosity. Yesterday we have the feckless, worthless, useless Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, preening out there like some debutante in a man's body, droning on endlessly about how Congress is riding to the rescue to save children from opiate addictions. And that Congress is riding to the rescue to save you from opioid addictions. And as I said yesterday, if you want to save children from something, how about saving them from being murdered in these places called abortion clinics? You know, you could do that. Look, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. But folks, don't worry about it. Sip your tea, sip your coffee. Don't worry about anything. None of this matters anyways because there is no heaven. And if there was, as long as you bought a puppy and you confessed one time in your life, you're going there anyways. You get endless, bottomless, you get a bottomless plate of Olive Garden salad and breadsticks. You get a bottomless glass or a grail, if you will. Yeah. Chalice of endless Chianti wine. It never rains there. It's going to be awesome. You play pool if you want to every day. You play backgammon, whatever you want to do. That's what heaven is. Of course, that's not what the beatific vision says. But as long as you want to continue with your Muslim-like impression of this life and then the afterlife, you go ahead and be my guest. The rest of you, be man or woman enough to declare your stand today. And if you're not man or woman enough, then you're sure, I would venture to say, you're not man or woman enough to be shepherding your children if you still have them in the house for the rest of their lives, their formative lives. Because Uncle Obama, dressed up as Uncle Sam, has just changed the game. This time, it's for real. It's not suggested. This time, people are actually going to have to either say, they're going to have to actually acknowledge, yes, I accept, yes, federal overlord. Citizen, you will obey your federal overlord. Up in here. Up in here. Up in here. Up in here. You're actually going to have to say no. It's either going to be yes or it's going to be no. So what is it that the Obama administration said yesterday? You might note that if you're watching the news today, that very little mention has been made of this. Why are the news organizations not trumpeting this from the top of the rooftops? There's nothing that's more important than this. Because it has a direct impact on your children. Now, when they start messing with the children, you would think that the adults would come to the rescue of the kids. If you come to the rescue of the kids, then in order to do that, you would say, no, I'm not going to let you threaten them. I'm not going to let you harm them. I'm not going to let you brainwash them. I'm not going to let you condition them. Children are about to be severely injured here. The general government of the United States has issued an edict unlike anything issued in the history. Well, I shouldn't say that, because when Wilson was president and he issued the draft edict, that is of similar unconstitutional outrage. However, Wilson wasn't trying to socially engineer or make social engineering statements and corral the entire 320 million person large population into a thought indoctrination camp. Obama is. Now, before I begin this discussion here that many of you have already tuned out, you haven't told your friends, no one really cares about it. Let me preface this by saying, Mike, how do you know no one cares about it? Because no one's talking about it. That's how I know. Let me preface this by saying that when things like this happen, you have to put yourself in the position of, what was it like to be in Cuba in 1958? There was a lot of joy. People thought this was the greatest thing. The Cuban people, many of them thought it was the greatest thing ever. The ones that saw what the revolution there was actually for got out. What was it like to be a Russian in 1917 before the Bolshevik Revolution? There was a lot of joy. Hey, man, what power to the labor people. Power to the people, man. Thank heavens for Lenin. He was cheered. He was heroic. He was a hero. Go watch the movies. He rides it was then St. Petersburg. He rides through St. Petersburg. Of course, I had to change the name because you can't have any saints in communism. He rides through St. Petersburg on a train. There's a film of this on YouTube. You can watch it. He's hanging out the car, the window or the door of a cargo car. In a train, and just waving to hundreds upon thousands, if not millions, of Russians cheering, hoisting new Russian flags, waving. They're all excited about it. Revolutions do not come in the form, for the most part, unless they're military takeovers or military coups, they do not come in the form of acts of hostility. People don't treat them with trepidation. They're excited about it. When the French Revolution began, no one could have imagined that 2 years in, the king himself, King Louis XVI, would be arrested. That Marie Antoinette and her niece would be arrested. That they would be locked up in a slum, in a prison. And they would be found guilty of being royal and have their heads chopped off. No one could have imagined this. Why do you, by every account, in the streets of Gay Paris in 1790, when the Constitution Congress was formed, everybody was excited about it. Hey, man, this is the greatest thing that ever happened. So understand that many people that you're going to run into are going to say, what's the big deal? They're going to say, I don't understand why you just don't send little Johnny off and let him be coached into becoming a pervert. What's the problem? What's wrong with you guys? These people love Obama. You know, the Injustice Department, the Education Department, they love children. They're doing this. You know why they're doing this? Because bigots like you won't do it, Mr. Church. Mrs. Smith. So understand that if you take a stand here, you're probably going to be alone. No one's going to care. People are going to be more obsessed now with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. You're doing this because it is the right thing to do. A government that foists an illegitimate authority upon you, you have not the right, the duty to resist it. Let me repeat that. You don't have the right to resist it, you do, but you have the duty to resist it. Okay, most of you are scared. You ran for the exits. You didn't call Uncle Bobo and Aunt Petunia and tell them, hey, man, church is on a roll today. You need to tune in. All right, so for the 11 of you that are left, this is what's going on. For the 3 of you that care, this is what's going on. The Obama administration is planning to issue a sweeping directive telling every public school district in the United States to allow transgender students to use the bathroom that match their gender identity. In other words, boys that say, hey, I'm a chick today, you got to let them in. Girls that say, hey, I'm a dude today, you got to let them in. The denial of your gender, we've been over this all week long, is as sinful of an act as you can imagine because you're telling Almighty God he didn't know what he was doing when he created you. If you don't think that this is an act against Christianity itself and against the natural law and the natural order, what are you freaking smoking? Please, Mr. Church, please. There's big Trump news today. Mark Cressens was talking about it, and you're an idiot. As I said, the audience is going to winnow down to about 10 by the time this monologue is finished. I don't care. Christopher, make double secret probation sure you're logging this tape and everything is being recorded. And you're not wished for history to revile me for not having said what was needed to be said, since no one else will do it. A letter to school districts will go out today. This was published last night. Will go out today. Adding to a highly charged debate over transgender rights in the middle of the administration's legal fight with North Carolina over the issue. Now, I've been telling you all along. Some of you may note that Mike has this knack of saying things about situations and issues like this that ultimately come true. I've been telling you for 9 days now that Governor Pat McCrory of North Carolina was 100% correct when he said this was not about North Carolina, it was about all of us. And I also told you that the nanosecond that a federal judge says that North Carolina has to comply with Loretta Lynch's heresy and her totalitarian edict, that's the moment the Obama administration is going to issue orders that all schools must comply. Now, when we get into the nitty-gritty of this, you're going to learn that this does not yet have the force of law. But wait, that is nothing more than that's a trivial matter because it's going to have the force of law as soon as the federal judge says North Carolina has to comply, and that is assured. Why? Because the general government of the United States owns the legislature. Yeah, ask yourself this question today. What is your member of Congress doing about what I'm about to tell you? What is he doing about it? The Education Department can't do this. The Obama Administration Department has no authority to do this, and we should reject their authority. But where's Congress on this? Because Congress could say, you cannot. We are going to order you. We are going to write legislation right now, and the Senate's going to concur, and we're going to tell you that you can't do this. We will withhold the funding if you attempt to enforce this. We will withhold directly funding for this. They're not going to do that. They're worried about elections in 2016. And since the population is asleep at the wheel, even though every school child, every one of them, is going to be affected by this, not just the ones today. What about next year's little Johnny that goes for the first year into kindergarten or into pre-K or into third grade or whatever? A letter to school districts will go out today, adding to a highly charged debate over transgender rights in the middle of the administration's legal fight with North Carolina over the issue. The declaration, signed by Justice and Education Department officials, will describe what schools should do to ensure that none of their students are discriminated against. So let's understand, first of all, what's going on here. The Injustice Department and the Education Department are saying that every public school district in the United States is currently discriminating, right? Of course, discrimination is a bad word, but you discriminate every day when you choose not to do dangerous things, when you choose to use discrimination in not walking on the side of a cliff, perhaps, when you choose to exercise discrimination and not trying to swim the Mississippi River to go to work, and instead driving over a bridge to go to work. You just exercise discrimination. Like, this sounds like a choice. It's the same thing. So the first thing that has to happen is everyone has to be accused of wrongdoing. So right here we learn, in your mind right now, if you think that men are men and women are women, you are wrong. The government is issuing an edict. This is the preface to the edict that's coming. You are not allowed to have that thought. And if you do, we're going to punish you. Now, the French Revolution didn't start with chopping people's heads off because the guillotine hadn't even been invented yet. It quickly escalated to executions, and the guillotine was just an efficient and economical way to kill people. I wrote today at MikeChurch.com, how do you think they're going to take us out? Back to the story. The New York Times. It does not have the force of law, but it contains an implicit threat. Schools that do not abide by the Obama administration's interpretation of the law could face lawsuits or a loss of federal aid. Folks, emphasis on the lawsuit part. Now, this is where the courageousness and the fortitude of you comes in. What is required when your school receives this letter, what is required is for your school and your school district, your school board, to say no. It is then requisite that you better start gathering legal resources, because they will sue you. They will try and enforce this, and they have until January of 2017 to get away with it. A lot of damage can be done. People will not resist for the long run because it's too hard. No one is going to suffer that my little school district didn't get the money for the school lunch program and I might have to feed my own sniveling brat. No, no. No one's going to want to suffer that. You mark my words, official Moradorians are going to come out. There'll be some Republican outrage over this, but the rest of Moradorians are going to come out and they're going to say, this is good policy, you see. Our children are bigots, and they must be stopped. The move is certain to draw fresh criticism, particularly from Republicans. I got news for you. If this doesn't draw fresh criticism from socialists, for heaven's sake, do socialists really deny gender? Heck, do communists deny gender? Ladies and gentlemen, this is about programming. It is about getting people to accept the edicts and the will of an authority. That authority is the federal government. By the way, if you're keeping score, 844-5-CRUSADE. I have yet to hear from anyone who is man or woman enough to say something about this. But I hold out hope. Particularly from Republicans, that the federal government is wading into local matters and imposing its own values on communities across the country that may not agree. What do you mean may not agree? Let's say this is why I said you don't have the luxury of sitting on your butt today. You have to do something about this now. Communities must officially and with great conviction say, we don't agree with you, and we're not going to agree with you. Don't you get it? If the letter is issued, and well, we're going to take it under advisement. No, we're not taking whether men are men or women are women under advisement. We're not going to call lawyers. We're going to need them, but we're not going to call them. We're going to say no. And we're going to say it loud and clear before the letter ever hits anyone's desk. No, we don't agree. What do you mean may not agree? Who agrees with this? You stand in front of a mirror if you're a male and you look at yourself and you have a male private part hanging there. Do you see it or not? This is reality. I see. You're being asked to deny this. If you can be asked to deny this, just wait 6 years. You'll be marching people like me into gas chambers. Like, Mr. Church, please, that's not the way these things are. Really? Do you not believe or do you not know? I mean, for heaven's sake. Russia, Our Lady warned in 1917. Do you think it was a coincidence that by the way, today, May 13th, 1917, is the day of Our Lady, our Blessed Virgin Mother Mary, made her first appearance at Fatima. Today. She appeared to those three kids and told them she would be back. She came back five more times to the ultimate miracle of the sun, which was filmed, photographed, witnessed by 80,000. Yeah, I know my Protestant friends. Mary is a figment. I know it's idol worship and all that, and she's never done anything. I know that. You cannot deny the reality of the miracle of the sun. You can deny Fatima all you want and the apparition, but you cannot deny the miracle. I wouldn't deny either. You think it's a coincidence that this happens on the day that Our Lady told those children that Russia must consecrate itself back to her son's church? And that if not, the errors of Russia would be repeated? What errors do you think she was talking about? Well, read Obama's letter. There's the error. The letter, do not lose sight of this. The letter is issued on the day that we commemorate Our Lady's first appearance to the three children in Fatima, Portugal. Go ahead and laugh and chuckle and do whatever you wish. Yuck it up out there. I know, it's funny. Mr. Church, that's not going to happen. All right. The letter represents the latest example of the Obama administration using a combination of policies, lawsuits, and public statements to change the civil rights landscape for gays, lesbians, bisexual, and transgender people. Folks, this has absolutely nothing to do with these people, and as soon as Obama and the people that are behind this, as soon as they get their way, they will become casualties. There's not enough of them. They will become casualties. They are nothing more than useful idiots. Because this is about the ultimate abolition. Let's be clear about what this is about. The Western world is going along with the whole. This is happening all throughout the West. It's not just here. All throughout Western civilized world. It is about Mammon's final. This is his final game. It can't get any worse than this. The denial of the nature of man himself is the end game. Who would have believed that nature and creation itself would be the ultimate tool that would bring about the end of days, or an attempt to see the end of days? My telephone number, 844-527-8723. Don't take this lightly. This is not a joke. This is not just the Republicans versus the Democrats this time. And if you think it is, may heaven help you. As a matter of fact, before I even read the rest of the letter here, go to the desktop presenter here, and I'll show you. I'm glad I know at least one person out there that is saying similar things. Where did it go? Here it is. Columnist Rod Dreher, author of The Benedict Option, who's probably Benedict optioning right now, wrote this last night. Russell Moore says that if anyone had suggested in 2009 that the Obama administration would do this, it would have been called paranoid. That's right. We'd have called them Alex Jonesers, wouldn't we? And I just read you about the part. Here is what Dreher's response is to what I just shared with you. Defy this cretin. Make him sue. Make him sue. You watch. If Congress and the states lie down and accept this ukase, from the White House. It will tell social and religious conservatives all we need to know about what is coming. Because here's the thing. It won't stop with bathrooms and locker rooms. The federal government is going to mandate the teaching of gender theory at the risk of having federal funds cut off. Make no mistake about it. If Obama gets away with forcing this on public schools, social and religious conservatives will have to leave the public education system. You have no choice. But folks, they're not going to let you just get away with leaving, though. Oh, no, this doesn't end. Mr. Church, we'll just withdraw our consent. Go ahead and try that. See if it works. Dreher, make no mistake. If Obama gets away with forcing this on public schools, social and religious conservatives will have to leave the public education system. Not necessarily because transgender boys will be changing with girls, but because it is the first step, a major step, in redefining by state mandate what it means to be male and female and a human being. Folks, this is the first step in genocide. This is the first step in Margaret Sanger's dream coming true. This is the first step in eugenics. Wait a minute. Hey, why don't we stop these bigots before they're born? You know, they tend to be born, white people. Christians, Jews, Muslims, and others who hold tradition will be stigmatized as bigots. I got a question for you, Rod. What happens after you're stigmatized as a bigot? What do they do? What do we currently do with bigots? Kick them out of polite society, forbid them from earning a living, right? Demonize them, vilify them. But wait a minute, we're still here. I ordered you people to stand down. You'll start thinking like me and do what I tell you to do because you're a bigot. When does it become illegal to become a bigot? Mike, they can't do that. I mean, Mr. Church, that's just ridiculous. Would you have said it would be ridiculous that 42-year-old perverts could be, by force of law, by edict of the federal government, be granted permission to enter your daughter's bathroom? And you'll have here's a question for you cops out there. If your chief of police tells you to enforce this, and your daughter's at one of these schools, what are you going to do? As a matter of fact, there's an organization out there called the Oath Keepers. What are you Oath Keepers going to do about this? Because I'm telling you, you talk about folding accordions. Men and women that run public school systems, they do what Mordor tells them to do. They do not resist. The only scintilla of hope that we have when analyzing this is that there may be enough residual organization over the resistance to Common Core to say no to this. It's not going to happen universally, though. And I'm telling you, folks, if you don't think that secessions are coming, if you don't think that people are going to get so fed up with this that they're going to start demanding, okay, that's it, we're done. We're out. The Obama administration may be trying to trigger a resistance. What happens to resistors to big government? Class? What usually happens to them? Well, if we read our history books, we're usually executed. Mike, this is America. That's not going to happen here. You want to bet? What did David Spade say, Joe Dirt? This is where you want to be when Jesus comes back? Really? You're going to go with that? That it can't happen here because it's America? Oh, please. Dreher. It's happening so fast, but it's happening. If you believe that these radicals are reasonable in any way, shape, or form, you are a fool. What did Miss Debbie say yesterday when she called? What's a fool? A fool denies the obedience we are due due from us to God as our Creator. Question, if you deny God bless you with a gender at birth, what did you just do? You just denied him as creator. If the government can force you to deny that you were born with a gender because God blessed you with it at conception, what did you just do? You just deny that there is a God. So who is God? Well, apparently God now is Obama and whoever the next occupant is of the White House. You want to take the chance that it's all going to be okay because you have pay-per-view movies that you can watch tonight? You can go to Olive Garden, have dinner, and then go to Regal Cinemas? Someone should do a little research into what it was like to live in the places I mentioned earlier and who did resist to find out. Dreher, we now see what they will do. It won't stop with this, and Hillary will bring it even harder. A reader to Dreher writes, my wife and I have been contemplating which schooling option we thought would be best for our kids and our family. I was public schooled K through 12, private Christian school for college. She did everything public, If we hadn't decided by now, this made the decision for us. I have prayed over a lot over this election and mulled the options throughout the primaries. I vowed from the start that I would not vote for Trump. My pick for president was out early, so I had been planning a write-in for a while. But if Trump came out swinging against this edict from Obama, I might well vote for him. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. After supporting them, now back to the New York Times for the edict from the Obama administration that we must, with force and Christian conviction and out of charity, to prevent other souls from falling into this error. After supporting the rights of gay people to marry, allowing them to serve openly in the military, and prohibiting federal contractors from discriminating against them, the administration is wading into the battle over bathrooms and siding with transgender people. And there are not that many of them, ladies and gentlemen. There just aren't. And that's your first clue that it's not about transgender people. This cannot possibly be about votes. It cannot possibly be about winning elections because there aren't enough cards on the table to make it worth doing. They make it sound like we're hurting the transgender people up in the camps and that we're the ones that are executing them. Nothing of the sort. The irony is the LGBTQ crowd is actually going to get their way, and they are now going to force upon the 98% of the population that's not like them the exact same tyranny and the exact same discrimination they allegedly suffered. Oh, but theirs is going to be enforced as a martyrdom. If you deny gender, you're denying creation, you're denying Almighty God, you may as well just say, I'm an atheist, I'm a heretic, and it's over. I'm all in America. Let me wave the flag, let me say my new Our Father. Here's the new, if you accept this, here's your new Our Father. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, one nation under Mammon, indivisible, with homosexual liberty and injustice for everyone who doesn't agree. Amen. Quote, no student should ever have to go through the experience of feeling unwelcome at school or on a college campus, said John B. King, Jr., the secretary of the Department of Education, said in the statement attached to the letter. We must ensure that our young people know that whoever they are or wherever they come from, they have the opportunity to get a great education in an environment free from discrimination, harassment, and violence. Where is... Again, the children and the administrators are being convicted a priori. Don't you get it? They're saying that this is bigotry. than acknowledging that there is that there is gender is bigotry now. It's illegal. It's criminal. Who thinks like this? 844. Yeah, Mrs. Church is asking me, Mike, where's all the violence that they're talking about? Where? Dear, I have no idea. I can't answer that question, and neither can anyone else. No one knows where this violence is. You would think that, that transgendered people are trans. First of all, the fact that you have a child that is confused and is crying out for our assistance, not our accommodation, in the same manner in which a spoiled brat child is crying out for discipline and is crying out for order in his life, the transgender kids are crying out. We are so confusing them, apparently, with this obsession with softcore porn, or if not outright porn, in our culture here, which you can't really blame them for some of them taking the bait and saying, yeah, well, I guess I am confused. Just think of the mental damage being done to millions upon millions of children. This is not reversible. This is not reversible. If that's education, then get your kids out today. Don't even wait. Just go to the school now and just pull them out. Mike, what, Mr. Church, wait, please, what about the truancy laws? What about them? Blah, 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 blah. Copy of the letter was provided to the New York Times. It says this in part, quote, a school may not require transgender students to use facilities inconsistent with their gender identity or to use individual user facilities when other students are not required to do so. In other words, the children that have been made confused by our obsession with sex and homosexuality and every other form of sodomy and every other hell-forsaken, unnatural sex act must be accommodated. Must be. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. What is the response going to be? I'm going to go to the phones here quickly. Jeremiah in Georgia is first up here today on this Free Phone Friday edition of the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. And this network today and this stream, which can contain up to 20,000 concurrent listeners, if it ever needed to be heard by more people, darn the commercial implications of it, I don't even care. But if it ever needed to be heard by more people, today is the day. And in the coming weeks, it's going to become important. Why? Because you watch, you're going to find out some of your friends and neighbors aren't really friends, because they're going to say, but look, Olive Garden still serves, the movies are playing, and my kid gets a free education. Really? Free? You really believe that? Wow. Hey, Jeremiah. What? How you doing? Hello? All right, nobody there. Let's try Rich from Missouri. Rich, hello.
Hey, Mike, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Hey, I called my congressman's office earlier about this edict from the Education Department, which, you know, comes on the heels of the edict from the Justice Department, to ask what he's going to do. And, of course, you know, I like my congressman. He's real, I can't hardly use the term conservative, because we don't really know what that means anymore, but he's pretty cardinal.
What does that mean?
For any of these budgets. But
what does conservative mean these days?
I'm sorry?
I said, what does conservative mean these days?
Right. It doesn't mean a whole lot.
It means absolutely nothing now.
So I told her, I said, you know, it's one thing for you to say, okay, yes, and he's going to look into that, because that's what you're saying. I said, what I want him to do is get up right now, go to the floor of the House of Representatives, and ask for a bill to be put forward to defund the Department of Education and the Department of Justice. And she says, well, you know, that's just not going to happen in one day. I said, it could happen in one day if they wanted it to happen. But instead, we're talking about opiate addiction.
Yeah, Congress is doing such a great job dealing with opiates. Maybe they ought to do a job dealing with OPs. In other words, as OP as in Opie Taylor, as in Sheriff Taylor.
I told her, if anybody up there, if they just want to know why all these people are voting for Donald Trump, all they got to do is look at what Ryan did yesterday. That's why these people are voting for Donald Trump, because they just want somebody that's going to have some action in them. Because this lack of action that they say, I mean, there's absolutely nothing. When Obama chained up the World War II memorial that time, Louis Gomez, they should have marched down there with a pair of bolt cutters and cut that off and taken it apart. What was he going to do, arrest him? But they didn't do anything. And the government gets bolder and bolder and bolder as the legislative branch just gives up its power.
Well, I wish I had an answer for all this. I'd like to share something with you. I did a lot of researching this morning before I came on. Looking for some guidance on this and trying to find out what were people's prior responses to what are obviously sinister or diabolically motivated acts of governments, whether they be by kings or whether they be by dictators or democracies or whatever the case may be. And I stumbled upon this. David B. Koppel wrote this piece back in 2006 called The Catholic Second Amendment. And I was reading through this going like, this guy's done some research on this. He actually answered my question. So it's lengthy. I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing. But this is the preamble to it. At the beginning of the second millennium, there was no separation of church and state, and kings ruled the church. Tyrannicide was considered sinful. By the end of the 13th century, however, everything had changed. The little Renaissance that began in the 11th century led to a revolution in political and moral philosophy, so that using force to overthrow a tyrannical government became a positive moral duty. The intellectual revolution was an essential step in the evolution of Western political philosophy that eventually led to the American Revolution. And this article was published in 2006. I found this especially useful. It's about John of Salisbury and Polycraticus. Pope St. Gelasius introduced the two-sword symbol during an argument with Byzantine Emperor Anastasius I. The Pope declared, quote, "There are two powers by which, chiefly, this world is ruled, the sacred authority of the priesthood and the authority of kings. And of these, the authority of the priest is so much the weightier." Over 800 years later, the two-swords idea was still prominent in political debate. In 1302, Pope Boniface the eighth, issued the bull Unum Sanctum, cited the two swords doctrine, and then claimed that the spiritual sword must be superior to the temporal one. Critics of papal supremacy denied that the Pope held both swords, or that he held any swords, or that the spiritual sword was superior to the secular one. The two swords debate was a dispute between two types of rulers about which one had supreme power, but the best-selling book of the 12th century, Polycraticus, transcended the dispute by arguing that the fundamental question was not who had supreme power, but instead what were the people's remedies when any ruler exceeded his rightful powers or failed to perform his duties. The book was written by the most important political philosopher of the 12th century, John of Salisbury. cosmopolitan, and very well-educated English bishop. He was, quote, the most accomplished scholar and stylist of his age, close quote. His book, Polycraticus, I'd never heard of it, translated, that's the statesman's book, published in 1159, was the first serious book of political science in the West for many centuries. It was perhaps the most influential book written since the Byzantine Emperor Justinian's legal treatise, Corpus Juris, or the body of justice, had been compiled 6 centuries before. The book, quote, created an immediate sensation throughout Europe, close quote. For over a century, Polycraticus was considered throughout the West to be the most authoritative work on the nature of government. Thomas Aquinas, whose work later displaced Salisbury, consciously built on Salisbury's foundation. Throughout the Middle Ages, John of Salisbury's writings were extensively studied and repeatedly pillaged by jurists, preachers, reforming barons, and humanists. And then there's more history on Salisbury. Let's skip ahead a couple paragraphs to get to the meat and taters. In 1162, the king appointed Thomas Becket, and many of you know this story, as Archbishop of Canterbury, the highest position in the English church. In 1164, and Christopher, you can follow along on the desktop presenter because I'm probably not making a very good video feed right now because I got to hold the mic and look on the screen way to my right here. The book created an immediate sensation throughout Europe. So he appointed Thomas Becket the Archbishop of Canterbury, the highest position in the English church. In 1164, King Henry forced Becket and other leaders to proclaim the Constitutions of Clarendon, which reasserted extensive royal authority over the church. Because the Constitution of Clarendon was contrary to canon law, Becket later repudiated the Constitution. Now, Becket is correct. By the way, that's one of the best movies ever made. Not A Man for All Seasons. That's a great one. But the Richard Burton, Elizabeth Taylor's wife, husband, Richard Burton was in, it's called Becket. You can get it on Netflix, probably out on Youboo. Watch that movie. That's a really good telling of this story. So Becket repudiated the king. A bitter conflict ensued, and in 1170, an enraged Henry roared, quote, "Will no one rid me of this pestilential priest?" Close quote. Four knights heard the king's remarks and promptly rode off to assassinate Becket at Canterbury Cathedral. And by the way, T.S. Eliot wrote a play about this called Murder in the Cathedral. 11 years after Polycraticus was published, John of Salisbury was present in Canterbury Cathedral when Becket was murdered. So Salisbury was there. He got to witness the end result of his work. The murder of Becket horrified public opinion in England and the continent, and Henry accurately saw that his throne was in grave danger. He did penance, allowing himself to be scourged by some monks. The king worked out a compromise with the church in which he revoked the Constitution of Clarendon and was allowed to claim that he had never wanted Becket killed. But he did take responsibility for indirectly inciting Becket's death by proclaiming the Constitutions in the first place. So I share that story with you, brother. There's just a little bit of political history behind this. The only question that remains is, what authority are we going to place above us? What do you say?
Well, we know what that authority is, but once again, what has the U.S. Council of Catholic Bishops said in the last few days about any of this?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I looked this up. In 2012, they did say something about this, and they held the line. So the UCCB actually issued a statement telling bishops that they did not have to acknowledge some of this nonsense in Catholic schools. So they did issue in 2012, I don't have it here in front of me, somebody can probably look it up and send it to me, kingdude@mikechurch.com is my email address, I put it on the Twitter feed, but they did say something about it. They haven't said anything yet. You know what, and that is just, you know what that is? That is just leaving so many souls out there to their own devices without guidance from their priests and their prelates and their bishops or their pastors or their parsons or whatever the case may be. We're in really dude, we are in dangerous territory. We really are. I'm as confused about this as anyone, but I do know that a reaction and a discussion on this is imminently important. It may be existentially important for our corporeal lives anyways.
Oh, and everybody has to be reminded, like the bishops, they talked about the Catholic schools. My parish that I live in, every soul within the parish boundaries is under the purview of this priest, not just the ones that come to the church. All of these souls, it's their duty to show them the truth and protect them. Not that, that includes the ones that are in the public schools that don't come to the Catholic Church.
Yeah, but the edict is going to be issued. The letter is going to arrive in schools today, okay? So your school printer, if you have children in a public school, today, not tomorrow, today is the day to make your stand. Today is the day to call your school principal, to call your member of the school board, to call your school superintendent and say no. No. And if the superintendent waffles whatsoever and you care about the souls of your children and you care about their future and their future pursuit of holiness, get them out. Get them out, dude, because if you think this is the end, brother, because what happens when kids start resisting because parents tell them, no, you don't have to do that? What's going to happen then? I mean, this is just a recipe for absolute anarchy.
Well, the last time we had anything like this was when the government forcefully desegregated the schools, and you see how that worked out. So if you wonder what the reaction is going to be, I think there was a reaction then, and it was kind of put down just like it was, you know, just like in the Civil War. You know, they say that was the end to that argument, and I would say since then, since the desegregation, that the will for any resistance is just not there. I have a technical question I'd like to ask you before we get off.
What's that?
I've been getting, you know, I'm paying you quarterly through PayPal and have been for years and years and years.
We need to take care of that.
Yeah, I know. So I actually did send an email. I got one of those auto responses back, so I don't know if it was to your King Dude address, so I don't know if it was why it did that auto response. I know you guys are jacked up with what you're doing.
No, you've got
so much going on, but not just that. But what I want to do is do the yearly founding brother, you know, the $76 and $100 donation. And I'm sure there's other people like me, the three or the 11 that you talk about, but you got to stop doing that. You're giving me a complex. I know there's got to be more than three of us. I know you're joking. But so if I go to the site, if I go to Veritas, I can't see any way for me to just to upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
It's only giving me the option to.
Wait, this
you know,
is because it doesn't. This is because your membership is through PayPal. So it doesn't import in. As a level, I'm gonna put you on hold. Give young Christopher your email address, and I will send you a link. Maggie O'Connor will send you a link, and you just click that link, and that will take you to the checkout page. In other words, we'll put the order in for you in the admin, and because you can't see it on the front end, you're right because you're PayPal. So we'll do it on the back end, and you can just check out that way. Okay.
Yeah, I just didn't want to lose my
current
account.
I had
some pending orders and all that I didn't just want to lose, you know, access to.
I appreciate that, brother. No, that's not going to happen. And I thank you for the call very, very much. 844-527-8723. What are you going to do? Answer the question. What's going to be the response to the Obama edict going to your kids' public school today? We have a saying on the golf course. We aren't playing golf or doing something out in the backyard with the kids or whatever. Oh, it's all fun and games until somebody votes for Obama. Ain't fun and games anymore, brothers, sisters. Mike in Pennsylvania, next up on the Free Phone Friday edition of the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike, is this on? Am I on? This is Jeff.
Oh, I have. Good. Okay. Jeff, Mike, George, sorry.
You know, you can call me Mike. It's a good name.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, first off, let me start off. I'm looking forward to next Wednesday. I'll be sitting in the lounge at Twin Smoke with you and Jeremy, and then going to Grumpy's, and then I believe we are going to the...
Oh. Yeah, I forgot to promote that today. We've got the guest list is expanding, and the attendees are expanding as well. Thank you very much. Looking forward to meeting you. We've been corresponding for a long time.
Yeah. The other thing, I was sitting thinking about this. I was trying to figure out how long I've been a, you know, I was a dude number, a remnant number. I've been listening to you for so long, I can't remember. I think it's got to be a decade now I've been listening to you. I must be getting old. Anyway, this whole thing, you brought up earlier about the oath keepers. I'm a Pennsylvania oath keeper. I work in the law enforcement community. I'm going to keep my oath that I swore to protect and defend the Constitution, not only of the state, that's where I believe my first duty is, to defend my state constitution, but also the national constitution as well.
Right.
But beyond that, my first duty is to my God. And I'm going to obey my God over this illegal order first.
Well, here, perhaps I should provide some more details that are going to help you in that decision. According to the New York Times, attached to the letter sent to every public school in the United States, the Obama administration will include a 25-page document describing emerging practices that are in place in many schools around the country. Those included installing privacy curtains or allowing students to change in bathroom stalls. That means your daughter may have to change clothes with a boy. Standing right there in the next stall, heaven knows what's going to happen after that. In a blog post accompanying the letter, senior officials at the Injustice and Diseducation or Miseducation departments said they issued it in response to a growing chorus of inquiries from educators, parents, and students across the country, including from the National Association of Secondary School Principals, to clarify their obligations and best practices for the treatment of transgender students. Quote, schools want to do right by all of their students and have looked to us to provide. So in other words, oh, no, we're not doing this because it's an edict. The schools are begging us to do it, which, given the nature of some school districts, may be true. If it is, now you have even more reason to yank your kids out of any public school.
Yes, you do.
Hold on just a second. Schools want to do right by all their students and have looked to us to provide clarity on steps that they can take to ensure that every student is comfortable at their school, is in an environment free of discrimination again. So the first thing is a priori convict. You're guilty. You are discriminating. You're a bigot. We got to convict you first, and we're going to ride on our little white horse to the rescue, and we're going to tell you how you can stop being a bigot and has an opportunity to thrive, wrote Catherine E. Lahman, the Assistant Secretary of Education for Civil Rights, and Vanita Gupta, the head of the Injustice Department Civil Rights Division. Thomas Aberley, a high school principal in Louisville, Kentucky, said the new guidance would help administrators across the country who are trying to determine the best way to establish safe and inclusive schools. So now the schools want to get in on the brain reprogramming. The schools want to get in on the driving the point home that God does not create humans. The federal government creates them. God is an imbecile. God makes mistakes. God doesn't know what he's doing. Don't you people see what's going on here? This is a full frontal assault on the natural order. And if there is a natural order, and there is a nature, all right, who created the nature? The creator. So this is a full frontal assault on the creator.
Yes, it is, Mike. And you hit right on it. When I got the phone, I'm calling my local school board because I really, over the years, I've grown with you. I've realized now that I got to do it locally. And I'm going to call my local school board. That's where I'm going to start. And I'm going to go to my state representative. Because Washington, who cares? My congressman and everyone up there, they're useless anyway. So I'm going to call my state and local authorities, and I'm going to have them deal with it, because that's where we need to start doing this. Because, you know, Mordor is a waste of time at this point.
Well, Mordor has been a waste of time. Jeff, I'll see you Wednesday, brother. And it's
nice, well,
nice to hear from an Oath Keeper. So the Oath Keeper is saying that you're going to say no.
Absolutely. Right. I will disobey the illegal order.
What about the school principal in Kentucky that said, well, you guys are making a big deal. This is a non-issue.
That's for the Kentucky guys. But I'm calling my local school board, and I'm going to find out where they're at, and then I'll run against the guy. If I need to run against someone in my local school board, I'll do it, because at this point, we got to change it locally. Again, we got to get back to this federalism. We got to do it at home.
It is not a civil rights issue for you to determine and to make your own to determine what your gender is. This is a mental disorder. Psychologists for the last century and a half have called it gender dysphoria. We know what it is. It is a mental disorder. The fact that they're aligning and they're using the mental disorder, they're now look at what they're doing. They're now using children. Okay? When they come for the children, brother, Katie barred the door, all bets are off, it's over. Okay? It is over. Jeff, I'll see you Wednesday. I got to go. We'll take our time out. 844-5-CRUSADE is our telephone number. Boy, howdy. I don't know. I wish someone would write me and tell me, where did we lose you on this argument here? Or maybe you're out there in the trenches and battling. I'll just take that as I look at the live listening numbers and take it that you man the ramparts. Because I expected today that we would shatter every listening record that we ever had here on this channel here, and that it might emerge as a place where people could gather to talk about this and to figure out a strategy and to get our story straight and to get our order correct, which is no. Well, first of all, the strategy is no. Second of all, the order is no. The natural law and the eternal law of Almighty God comes before you, Obama, and before you, school principal. The answer is no. And you're not going to indoctrinate my child that they get to make a choice or that other kids get to choose what their gender is. You don't. That's not a civil right. This is a mental health issue, for heaven's sake. We don't tell kids that are schizophrenics that they have the civil rights to be Sybil one day and then George the next. You treat it. You have compassion. This isn't compassion. This is compulsion. But if people don't want to listen, don't want to gather, so be it. It's Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be.